Hi there, Thomas. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service and answer any questions you have. Also to apply a reduced rate here, being that it's a new company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going great. How are you doing today, my guy?
I'm doing quite well. I appreciate you asking. Now, I know that she does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service there. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, sir.
Okay. So it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. The calls come directly to you. So, of course, we create the content for your business to pop up as a top option on Google, and people will just call you directly. Now, because you're a young company, you qualify for reduced pricing as well as a website. I mean, our job is not just to put you on Google. It's to make sure that we give people the reasons to call you. So the website's going to be included. It's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You'd be looking at exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount with the website included, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included in that monthly cost. Of course, we can use any photos that you have now, and as we send you more jobs, we can put new photos on that website. I know that the business is quite new, but do you, in fact, already have photos of some of the work that you've already done?
Yes, sir. I'm actually on the job right now.
Oh, good, good. Because especially for your services, I mean, people will type in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, deck wash, sidewalk, whatever they want to have done. But when they can see those before and after photos and know that you do quality work, and maybe they remember when theirs looked like the after and now it's the before, or maybe they want it to look new. I mean, it's the holidays coming up, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. People are going to have their friends and family over. They're going to want the place to look nice. So this is the best time, really, for your services and for your company to be out there. Now, because it's a month-to-month service, we want you to be able to easily see exactly how much work you're getting. Our job, of course, is to earn your business 1 month at a time. So you'll be able to see the detailed reporting and tracking system, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories. Now, we are going to create almost 70 different directories. It's the content that the search engines search for. Google's indexing almost 70 directories, destinations, and platforms. So you'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, all of that content and dozens of others talking about your services and your service area. That way, as long as someone's within that 15-mile radius looking for someone who does power washing or pressure washing, your business will pop up. And they'll see the website before they call you. So, of course, you know, they're already half deciding, at least if you answer the phone and you're available and your price is fair, they do want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, of course, you use Google yourself, so you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. Now, that's good and bad, but it's actually quite good because the ones that do call you are calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you after seeing your website. So like I said, they really have already at that point decided that they want you to do the work. Now, I know that you've got a partner. Is it just the two of you doing the work, or do you guys have any extra help?
It's really three of us.
Okay.
It's like I'm really the one like handling all the business wise.
Got it. Yeah, and Lulu actually put in the notes here that you would be able to make the decision without speaking with your partners if it was within a budget. Depending on the price. So, I mean, that $199 a month with a website included, is that something that you would want for your business at this point? That first page placement, a website people can see, and those calls directly to you?
That all sounds good, but what is the hidden fees with it? Because I have signed up for a partnership with Angie Lee.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that.
Once
it's
I
nothing,
signed up with them, I was
nothing
getting
like
hit
that.
Like different fees I didn't know about.
Yeah, no, you're not the first person to say something like that about that particular service. And I know that you get hit with every lead fee, whether you get the job or not. So before I would even ask you for any form of payment, if you decided to move forward, that is, I would be required to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a fixed flat rate, meaning that rate will never go up, and it's an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that exact amount, that $199. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. Like I said, even the website would be included. The hosting, maintenance, updating of that website, as well as the initial construction of that site would be included. So it's straightforward pricing. It's exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. I did see the Angie Leads or Home Advisor. You were talking about that. I see that profile attached. Same phone number on there. I know that's an expensive service, and I don't want... well, I can't really get the money back that you spent there, but I can certainly offset at least a little bit of what you spent, do right by your company, and earn your business 1 month at a time. You know, there's normally a setup fee because of the content that we create, not for the website. I said I'd include that, but again, we'll create almost 70 directories for you. There's usually a setup fee, but I want to go ahead and waive that setup fee entirely, partly because you are a young company, but also partly because you are trying that lead-based service, although we've got nothing at all to do with them, thank goodness. I do know after speaking with a lot of business owners over the years that have, in fact, tried that exact service or something similar, you know, Thumbtack or Networks, CraftJack, they're all about the same. What varies is how many of your competitors get the same lead that you get and what the lead costs. The downside about the Angies or Home Advisor is that, you know, they'll send your lead not to three or four of your competitors, but six or eight of your competitors, and they'll charge more than some of those other lead-based services. So insult to injury, I mean, it's bad enough when you're sharing leads with your competitors and dealing with someone who's expecting several phone calls and bids and might, in fact, only be looking for an estimate or two to budget for a future project. But when they're charging you more for that and putting you into a bigger bidding war with more competing, competitors there, it's hard to get enough work out of it. The math just doesn't add up. I mean, if you're getting the same lead as six or seven of your competitors, but you still need just about every third or fourth lead to turn into work for it to even be worthwhile, you know, the math just doesn't add up for everybody. So, you know, what I would tell you is this. I mean, first of all, it's a very different service. You don't have to stop using that service if you haven't already stopped using it. You said you're still using it, right? Paying for leads here and there?
I'm using it for now, but I'm actually about to opt out of it. The only thing about them, they make you like sign up for like a year subscription worth.
Well, they make you pay the membership fee. It's not really a subscription service where you're in a contract for the year, but they do charge you a membership fee up front that is good for a year. They do that, I think, because they want you to think you're locked into a year, or they want you to be financially committed to the service to the point where you have to keep throwing good money after bad just to get your investment back. But what I would tell you is this, whether you stop using the service altogether or keep using it here and there, there's no direct conflict with our service. Although a lot of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners, you know, my clients that have a lead service, they prefer to get direct phone calls. And I think most business owners don't want to chase down a lead either. But when we get your phone ringing, as a lot of my clients have done, you'll be able to scale back on those leads, keep them paused, or shut them off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions do go to the companies that are on the first page of Google. You'll be listed on Google. You'll be listed on Bing. Laptops, tablets, smartphones, PCs, vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. So there's a lot of moving pieces that we do in the background to get you on that first page. All of the almost 70 directories that we'll create for you also will have clickable links or icons in your client dashboard, your tracking system, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, and of course, you'll even see the work that we're doing to keep you on that first page. But like I said, I would be happy to waive your setup fee. It is, like I said, month to month. When we're including a website for you, reducing your cost by 50%, and including that website, you know, we're not making any money in that first month. We'd have to actually earn your business probably 3 months just for us to break even, but we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. So it's very different than where you had to pay up front the membership fee and then pay for every lead, whether you got the job or not, and whether you got the job or someone else got the job, or if no one got the job, you also have to pay for that lead. With us, your success is our success. We have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us to do that. Being that I'm able to waive your setup fee altogether and include that website, of course, the detailed reporting and tracking so you can see how effective the service is. I mean, that's more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going and kind of earn your business, prove it to you 1 month at a time, right?
Yeah. So you said it has to be done by today, though?
Well, it's a position that we are tasked with filling. So I've got two of my best mapping coordinators actually assigned to this particular listing, and their job is to call from a list of pre-qualified candidates. You might have made it on that list, maybe even because of the Angies, but you know, you've got some online presence. You're not on that first page. You've got no bad reviews. So we are calling through the area, and again, this is another way that we're different. We do not work with competing businesses, whereas you get the same lead your competitors get. We only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Is it just the cost, the $199, and the availability of that might give you the reason to ask me that question?
Yeah, because I can have the money for you first thing tomorrow. I just don't have it on the right now.
Oh, so to be clear, we have to... Yeah, so just to be perfectly clear here, we have to fill the position today, but we don't have to start you today. We just have to know in good faith that it's something that you want to move forward with. We can certainly get things scheduled out for tomorrow, and that's when we would get things started. Your official start date would be tomorrow then. But as long as we can get enough information from you and, you know, in good faith, know that it's something that you wanted to move forward with, we would put this position on a soft hold. I'm actually allowed to do a post-dated transaction for up to 5 business days. So if you're saying tomorrow, I think that would work out for you. I do see it as all in one, and that's ALL-IN-ONE, all in one pressure cleaning. And is that how you would want the business to be branded online?
Yes, sir. But when I was going to build my web, because I was going to try to actually build a website on my own.
Okay. Yeah.
But you said you guys offer it, so I'd rather take that.
Yeah.
You guys really know what you're doing.
Yeah. Right. But we can change the branding of the business name. That's exactly why I'm asking you, because we would be creating a website for you. We would be verifying listings on Google and on Bing for you. And of course, the 70 or so directories. How did you want the company to be branded?
Because my only concern is, like, with the name, with pressure washing being in the name, like, I'd be, like, kind of scared that we're selling ourselves short because we do, like, way more, like, with screening and, like,
right.
Like, handyman service.
Gotcha.
I was looking for, like, the all-in-one part can stay, but I was just looking for something like that, like, that could probably detail us more than what it is, or, like, we can go under, like, a handyman service.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I just want you to know that however you brand your business name, it really does not affect how you can show up or for what services you can show up under. You know, obviously, we can brand your business for any of the services that you provide. And it's good to know, too, that you do a lot more than just the power washing or pressure cleaning. Handyman services, handyman near me, specific projects, if it's trim work or drywall or painting, whatever it is that you want to be found for, we'll still create that content. We can still include those photos. And, of course, that information will be on all of the information, the directory submissions, the platforms, the website, of course, that we'll create for you so you can still get those phone calls. As far as the business name, you know, we can always change that later on. We can change the phone number and things like that. I know you don't want to kind of pigeonhole yourself with just the pressure cleaning. You know, I don't know if you wanted to kind of think that over for a little bit. I mean, all-in-one services or handy services, handyman services or whatever it might be. Property maintenance is kind of the general heading that you might be geared towards, because you do just about everything that a property might need. But, you know, we can keep it at all-in-one pressure cleaning for now. And then if you decide with your partners that you wanted to really change the branding of your business, I mean, did you give it a whole lot of thought when you were talking about or thinking about doing a website for your company? How were you thinking you might put the business on there?
I think you hit it right on the head. I like to do property maintenance. Or what was it you said? That was you said, right? Property maintenance.
Yeah, all-in-one property maintenance. Yeah, that's kind of it really points people towards the things that you do. And of course,
that sounds more general than like just pressure washing.
Yeah, and that's going to let people know that you do a lot more than just the pressure washing. Now, the phone number though that we're speaking on, this would be the number that you would want your customers to call, right? It's the business number.
Yes, ma'am.
The 239-281-6385. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, sir.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on the number?
Yes, sir. I have an Apple.
Oh, good. Perfect. Yeah. Most of the time, though, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Of course, everything has the click-to-call feature on it. When someone fills out the contact form on your website, though, and they can do that, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And then whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything that they do type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, when we want to send you longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. But what is a good email address either for you or for the company?
I'm actually create, because I've been using my personal email, but I'm going to actually create a business email so I can give that to you at a later date, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, we can update any and all information. We can change the email address on there later on, but at least for now, what is the personal email address for you?
Thomas Edison Jr.
Mm-hmm.
20@icloud.com.
Okay, so first name, last name with the Jr. on there. You said 20, just 20?
Yeah, 20. That's right.
Okay, gotcha. And that's at iCloud. All right. And then, Thomas, when we contact you, we do use phone, and this is us contacting you. Your customers will either call you directly or they'll message you through your website there. But when we contact you, we will use phone, we will use text, we will use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We'll email it. but a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Thomas, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text message,
okay.
And then phone call.
I'll put text preferred, then phone. Very common, most popular responses for a service-based business, which leads me to my next question. Although I did, on the Angie Leads profile, see a physical address, the 3715 SunTrust Drive, 33916. Correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based, right? Meaning you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom, brick and mortar. There's no physical address that you would necessarily
Correct.
Want us to promote for your business. That SunTrust Drive address, is that a residence? Is that your home?
Yeah, that's my home. Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, and you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home or basically out of a truck. Even if that were an outside office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. That 15-mile radius, though, we can easily cover that. Any cities, towns, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found, we can definitely do that for you. Now, I do have the information that I need. Hang on one second. What is that all about? My supervisor is messaging me. He says he heard the earlier part of the conversation, and he wants me to ask you if I can approve, or he's actually telling me that I can apply, that he has already approved a friends and family rate, which is $149, if you can do it today. If that's something that would work for you, it would actually save you $50 a month, because it would be $149 as a flat rate moving forward. It's everything we're talking about. It's just a reduced rate. It's typically reserved for friends and family. But I'm not sure why. Maybe he's expecting us to get a lot more work to do and listings to fill tomorrow. But he's saying that he would allow me to do a friends and family rate of $149 if that worked out for you today.
Yes, sir.
Would that work?
That'll work. It'll just have to be later today.
Okay. So in that case, for the voice verification that I'll read, that of course outlines the service agreement, that it's month to month and that it's a fixed flat rate, it would be $149, not $199. Let me put that in the notes here. Supervisor approved friends and family rate. Okay. And then we would look towards the end of the day then to schedule a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. It's where we have our technician talk to you about the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you would want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We would be looking out to later today. There is actually a 5 o'clock and a 6 o'clock available today, so we could definitely do that towards the end of the day if that works out for you.
Yes, sir. You can schedule me for 6 o'clock.
For the 6 o'clock? Okay, perfect. And then as far as processing that payment, would you want us to wait until just prior to 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll include all of that in the voice verification again. Now, the voice verification is required of us as we are Google Premier partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is the fixed flat rate, in this case, officially friends and family, $149. It'll never go up. It's an exact amount. We're including the website for you. We're waiving your setup fee. And, of course, we won't process that payment until just prior to 6 o'clock. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, so that's part of the voice verification as well. Now, the voice verification is required of me, and it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though. Like I said, I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, Thomas, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir. Will I be receiving like an email or something? Or like
absolutely.
Phone call?
Sure, sure, of course. You'll receive everything in writing. In fact, the voice verification itself is provided for you in writing, and you'll get that right after we get everything set up here today. So give me just a second to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Edison, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Thomas, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
All-in-one property maintenance.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Thomas, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Thomas Edison, Jr., the owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Edison, as the owner and operator of All-in-One Property Maintenance, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, as is our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. So to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. We do request that you agree to be both receptive and responsive to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Thomas. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie's or Home Advisor. You don't have to stop using that service. There's no direct conflict. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Thomas, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Edison, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is consistent and accurate for the business. Now, with all of the reductions in cost that I was able to apply, and then with the additional reduction that my supervisor was allowing and encouraging me to apply, And of course, with it being a month-to-month service, the website included, the fixed flat rate, etc., this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today at the end of the day, just before 6 o'clock, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $149.00. Of course, today's date is November 3rd. Now, that $149 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not for even for a penny. And it is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. Of course, the calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just that exact amount, that $149, never a penny more. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Thomas, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the third of the month, and that same exact discounted officially friends and family rate of $149.00. Once again, that rate will never go up on you, and it is an exact amount. We do offer our services on a month-to-month basis. Of course, no contract. That means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether, or you can pause it too if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Thomas, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Edison, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Thomas, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. Edison, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And although we will not be processing the payment until just before 6 o'clock, and then we'll do the client interview right after, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I believe it's a Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
I might use a different card. I might use my girlfriend's card.
Okay. We can always swap the card at a later date. And I know you said you did need to put some money on the card, or if you do have that card available to you right now, would we even be able to process that $149, get you a confirmation number before we get off the call?
Can you say that again for me?
Oh, I was going to say you were thinking of using a different card. I don't know if you had that card on you or not, but...
Yeah, no, I don't have it with me. She,
okay,
she has it.
Yeah, so... So we can use a card for the first payment. After that, at any time, you can change the billing information either on your own through your client dashboard, or we can change that for you maybe when we do the follow-up call with our technician, or you can always call us at a later date as well. But so was there a card that you had that you thought you might want to use?
Yeah, I'm gonna use hers because that's where she's my money manager. So I'm
I got you. Got it. Right.
But I just have to give her.
Okay. So for me to put the client interview on our calendar at 6 o'clock, I would want to be able to speak with you prior to, a few minutes before 6 o'clock. Would I be able to call you in maybe an hour or so and see if we can get that information and get everything squared away for that 6 o'clock phone call?
Yes, sir. You can call around like 5:15.
About 5. Okay, so I'll call you a little bit after 5. That way it'll give me a little bit of time to make any adjustments to the client interview if we're not able to reach you or if anything out of the ordinary, unexpected, I should say, happens between now and then. But I'll give you a call a little bit after 5, and we'll get everything all set up for you. Okay? I'm pretty excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to get this going for you. You know, I've talked to a lot of business owners that were paying for leads, and you know, most of them say what you say. It's a lot of good money going after bad leads. So I'm always happy to get somebody into something that's a little bit more sustainable, something that's going to be more profitable, and, of course, you know, something that we hope that's going to be a long-term solution to your marketing needs. So we're pretty excited to get that going for you. I'm going to send an email out to you now, everything that we talked about. That way you can take a look at that. Very significantly reduced pricing off of what you would see on our website for the pro package. It's actually listed at $399 a month with a $299 setup fee. But, you know, my supervisor is the one who told me to go ahead and offer this to you. At that rate, we'd have to earn your business probably 4 months just for us to break even. But, you know, he knows even better than I do that our clients stay with our service long term because it's profitable to be on the first page. So, you know, I think you're going to love the service. I think my supervisor knows you're going to love the service, but I'm happy to get this going for you, and I'll give you a call a little bit after 5.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I thank you guys for taking the time out to give me a call.
Of course. Of course. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Edison. Thomas, we'll talk again before the end of the day.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. You have a great day, my guy.
You too. You too. Thank you, Thomas. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.